This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
While millions of Americans are stuck at home under lockdown, there's an army of workers who are still showing up to their jobs. Deemed essential, some of these people are stocking shelves, delivering groceries, and shipping packages. And doing this work in the middle of a pandemic scares some of them. They're scared of getting sick, they're scared of making people around them sick, and they're starting to take their complaints to the media.
We're on the front lines and we're doing this. And what they want to pay is pennies.
We have a list of demands, and until those demands are met, we feel like we can't perform our jobs safely.
When we started this and walked in there, they just talking about we're going by CDC standards. But when we called the CDC, they're not.
These people are working in fear.
This week, food delivery workers from Instacart went on strike asking for hazard pay. Some Whole Foods employees organized a sick out. And at Amazon, the company that millions are turning to right now, some workers are walking off the job. Today on the show, the concerns of essential workers at the country's biggest online retailer, Amazon. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Thursday, April 2nd. Right now, with the majority of the country under orders to stay at home, Amazon's retail operation plays a more essential role in American life than almost any other company.
They've been overwhelmed with demand. A lot of people are going onto Amazon.com and searching for toilet paper, searching for cleaning supplies.
Sebastian Herrera covers Amazon.
We've seen just a humongous surge on toilet paper sales, on household product sales, on allergy medicine sales, and they've just been absolutely overwhelmed with that demand, so much so that they had to basically tell sellers that sell anything else, if it's not an essential product, we're not going to accept it right now because we're having a hard enough time keeping up with getting toilet paper and cleaning products to people's homes.
And Amazon workers, like Christy Granados, have seen those shopping habits change firsthand.
Your paper towels, paper plates, toilet paper. I mean, I can tell you, I've been there for 5 months, and you know, I didn't know that Amazon had their own brand of toilet paper. When all the national brands sold out, people are like, well, you know, I guess we'll take the Amazon brand now. It's available.
Christy works at a fulfillment center in Charlotte, North Carolina. She started in October, working nights and weekends. It was a second job on top of running her customized t-shirt business. A few weeks ago at the Amazon warehouse, she started seeing a spike in orders, which our colleague Sebastian says Amazon is used to seeing at a different time of year.
A lot of the ways that workers have compared what they're experiencing now is what they experience in the holidays. And usually, like Amazon has months to prepare for the holiday shopping season, and they hire extra workers, seasonal workers. They're able to prepare. What happened when the virus hit is that they had to scramble in a number of weeks to get everything ready as if it was the holiday season. And that's why they announced in these past few weeks they're hiring 100,000 extra people.
But as demand has been surging because of the virus, cases of infection have been rising too. And in March, in an effort to protect workers, Amazon started taking some measures to introduce social distancing in its warehouses.
I've had some workers send me photos of putting down these like blue strips of tape in different parts of the warehouse to kind of remind people to stay 6 feet away. At the same time, like workers will tell you, you can put all the measures in place to keep us as far away from each other as possible. But at the end of the day, we're going to be walking by each other. We're going to be working in close proximity with each other.
My workstation is about 3 feet wide, where we have all the supplies that we need. Currently, they are having the station next to us empty. So it's every other station with a person.
Mm-hmm.
So our work area theoretically would be a 3-foot separation where it's recommended 6 feet. When we go and pull our orders, there's times when we're basically touching shoulder to shoulder. So all day long, even with social distancing, there is no distancing on the work line. You would have to like wait for people to move to be able to get your stuff because orders would literally cross paths. I might be going to section 2 to pick up an order and someone going to section 4, and we're crisscrossing all night long.
Christy says Amazon is also trying to have workers clean their own stations, but that's not always feasible.
They told us that we were now to clean our station at the first of our shift and at the end of our shift. And we're like, okay, what are we to clean it with?
What'd they say?
Our manager goes, well, at this time, we have nothing. And on rare occasions when they decided to make it available, and I'm saying rare, that probably out of 15 to 20 shifts, maybe 3 or 4 times, we were giving one wipe, just one, for the whole shift to use. I started bringing my own personal cleaning supplies. At first, the little young guys were laughing about my little Lysol spray, and then they're begging me, ma'am, will you come and spray my area too?
Amazon has said it's made more than 150 changes to its policies in response to the virus. Those include adding more cleaning supplies, like disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizers for its warehouse staff. But Christy is still nervous about being exposed. Every time someone sneezes, people in the warehouse notice. And one day, someone who was working near her on the same work line appeared to be getting sick.
The guy was getting lightheaded and not feeling well and everything, and was talking about he felt like he was running a fever. He went, saw medical help from our in-house medical people. And then like 15, 20 minutes later, he comes back. You know, this person was working right next to me. People were like, I hope he doesn't have this virus.
Christy says she never found out what the guy had. And so far, she says there haven't been any confirmed cases of coronavirus at her facility. But it's not just Amazon's warehouse workers like Christy who feel afraid of getting the virus at work. Amazon's increased demand has also affected its fleet of delivery drivers. Here's Sebastian.
Usually you can get a lot of items on Amazon in 1-2 days. If it's grocery items, you can get it the same day. And since the virus outbreak, there's now wait times for weeks now with some essential items. There's items that are out of stock. There's been times with Whole Foods deliveries where it's completely unavailable for that day or the next day.
As delivery drivers are handling the surge in orders, they're also dealing with risks.
There was this man I talked to from the Baltimore area. His name is Maurice, who is a delivery driver. And he told me a story about being out on a delivery. And there was this one afternoon, he was going to drop off a package, and the person who lived in the house came out to receive the package, which is unusual because usually people aren't home or they don't answer their doors. And he was afraid when he saw that person because he told me that he is diagnosed with being HIV positive, and people that have compromised immune systems are at more risk with coronavirus. So he was afraid of even coming in contact with this person who had come out to receive the package. And he set the package down on the floor, even though the person was extending their hands out to receive the package. He worried that it looked rude.
He didn't want to come into contact with her.
Yes. And that was just one moment where, you know, for one delivery driver, he felt, you know, why am I out here doing deliveries?
Some delivery drivers who have asked themselves this question have stopped coming to work. And every absence slows down orders, which means that right now, Amazon employees have a lot of leverage.
It's a big moment for the hundreds of thousands of workers. And with coronavirus, it kind of provided a way for them to bring some of their grievances to the limelight.
After the break, how Amazon's workers are trying to use their newfound leverage.
This episode is brought to you by Canva. It's time to ditch your old presentation programs at work and try Canva Presentations instead. It'll help you create stunning slides in no time. No design experience needed. Just start with one of the designer-made templates or generate something in seconds with AI. Then polish it up and get ready to wow your audience. It's that easy. Nail your next work presentation with Canva Presentations at canva.com. Design for work. Tap the banner to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. They have reskilling courses and career tools to help your income live as long as you do. The younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Welcome back. As the outbreak has grown into a pandemic, Amazon workers have become a key piece of a retail economy that's otherwise pretty much shut down. And that's given the employees a lot of leverage to make demands. And Amazon has been responding.
The first big change we saw from Amazon was earlier in March when they announced that they would allow their workers to take an unlimited amount of unpaid time off. And that was the first measure of telling workers, if you don't want to come to work because you don't feel that it's safe or other reasons, you know, you can stop working, but you just won't get paid for that time. Of course, when they did that, many workers said, well, I can't afford to take an unlimited amount of time off and not get paid for it. I can't afford to just stay home. I have to pay my rent. I have bills to pay. So after that, Amazon has rolled out other policies. They granted sick leave to workers. Any worker who has been diagnosed with COVID-19 or has been placed in quarantine can take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave. When they announced that policy, workers turned around again and said, well, what if we have it and we haven't been officially diagnosed with COVID-19 because, A, there's been a shortage of tests in the United States, but also we could be carrying the virus for days without showing symptoms, so this policy doesn't account for that. So eventually Amazon answered that question by saying that workers that even are showing symptoms could be eligible for paid sick leave. And then they raised pay by $2 an hour in the U.S. and Canada for hourly workers. And that, based on interviews that we've had, workers saw as almost like a hazard pay of going in to work at these warehouses. And those different policies have led to more workers being comfortable going into work.
These measures are not permanent. They'll only last through April. And they don't necessarily deal with protecting workers from getting sick inside warehouses. Employees in at least 15 Amazon warehouses have tested positive for COVID-19 or needed to go into quarantine after direct contact with someone with the virus. And some workers want Amazon to do more to keep the warehouses clean. In some places, after people have fallen sick, they've taken action.
It's really escalated here recently. This week at a Amazon warehouse in Staten Island that has had a confirmed case, organized workers there, they walked out of work.
What do we want? Yeah. How many cases we got? How many cases we got?
At another Amazon delivery center in New York, workers confronted management over what they felt was a lack of communication about who was sick.
About a couple of weeks ago, there was a confirmed COVID-19 case at a delivery center in Queens. This delivery center had been a place where organized workers had been asking for measures such as pay time off accrual for part-time workers. And on March 18th, when the first case of COVID-19 was reported at their warehouse, and that was the first case reported at any warehouse, some of these organized workers said that they didn't find out through Amazon and through managers, that they found out through coworkers before going to work. And there's this video out there of these workers confronting, you know, their managers outside, asking them, why didn't the company tell us this? Why did we find out through workers?
20 minutes before our shift. that there was a positive coronavirus inside our building.
Amazon has said the company communicates directly to employees when there is a confirmed case of COVID. And it consults with health authorities and medical experts on how to handle building closures for deep cleaning if an employee tests positive. But still, many workers feel like the company is still not doing enough for them, like Christy.
What would you like to see Amazon do for its workers while this virus continues to be out there?
You know, when the first person got coronavirus in Seattle at Amazon, immediately Amazon made a stand to where all those people no longer come into the work environment. They were now all working from home. Nothing was done for the warehouse workers. As much as it would sound bad for the customer, I think they need to reduce the workforce in the warehouses because social distancing in the area of packing, it just cannot happen. Maybe at this point, Amazon needs to limit what it is shipping to essential items. You know, yes, you can classify fitness items as essential because keeping the body healthy is important. Board games, yes. Puzzles, yes. But there's a lot of non-essential items where people are just remodeling a bathroom, a bedroom, adult items that we are shipping out every day.
Just this week, Christy herself has developed some symptoms of the virus. She doesn't have a fever, but after talking to a doctor, she is staying at home and isolating herself.
My last day that I worked was Monday, and under doctor's orders, I will not return for 14 days.
And do you plan to return after your 14 days is up?
With our small business temporarily closed during this, this is now my full source of income. Not going to work would mean that I would have to choose between paying a bill and not paying a bill. So you choose between paying your bills or your health. It's a very hard choice to make.
Today, Amazon said it would introduce more protections for its workers. It has started taking the temperature of some employees and will soon be doing that all over Europe and the U.S. Amazon will also be making masks available at all facilities by next week and said it will carry out daily audits of its health and safety measures. That's all for today, Thursday, April 2nd. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Thanks to Dana Mattioli for her reporting on this story. Additional audio from the Associated Press, Left Voice, and Amazonians NYC. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.